courage, you're going to win. I promise you, that's what the Lord told me. If you just stay encouraged, you're going to win. What is encouragement? Encouragement is the emotional fuel that enables us to hold longer, to reach farther, and to dig deeper than previously believed. Did you get that? It's the emotional fuel that all of us need. Well, see, I ain't no emotional brother. No, you need this. Because if Abraham Lincoln, who had all of this power, now if he needed to stay encouraged, trust me, you need to stay encouraged as well. Because when a spirit of discouragement sets upon your life, man, I'm talking about nothing seems to go right in your life. Touch somebody and say, stay encouraged. Yeah, it's the fuel that we need that calls you to hold on longer, to reach farther, to dig deeper than you could have ever believed possible. See, life, my brothers and sisters, is very wonderful. Yes, it's a life of abundance, but if we are honest, life is very difficult. There's some things in life that come to press you down. That there's some circumstances, some situations that come to suppress your self-confidence. Oh, come on now. There's some times in your life when you're facing certain things and you feel like you're not worth anything because life has a way of trying to press you down. And life may present challenges to us to live how God wants us to live, but God says it's possible if you can only stay encouraged. Let me hear somebody say, stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. You ain't talking to your neighbor now. You're talking to yourself. Say it, stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. And as we look throughout Scripture, one of the most interesting passages of Scripture is found right here in 1 Samuel chapter number 30 on encouragement. Because we find this great warrior, this great man of God, this battle-tested king of David, he has led his men into battle. And they're coming back home now to go back to meet their family. And the Bible says, watch this, that after they have fought the battle on the battlefield, there's another battle they have to fight when they get back home. Can I tell you that great men and great women, the only way they become great, the only way they achieve things of significance is that in the midst of everything that's going on, they stay encouraged. Can I tell you, it's not because they are smarter, it's not because necessarily they are stronger, but they are able to stay encouraged in the midst of what they are fighting. And God is saying that greatness is on the inside of you, sir. Greatness is on the inside of you, ma'am, but you have to stay encouraged in the midst of what you're going through. Because if you can just stay encouraged, God says there's something that you're going to see on the other side of your situation. There's something that you're going to see on the other side of your circumstances. And David was returning home, he and his men, and he found out that the Amalekites, the enemy, the nemesis of God's people, the Amalekites had come and they have wrecked everything. They've burned the city. They've taken the women. They've stolen the money. They've wrecked the houses. They've tied up the children, and now everything looks destroyed. Isn't that just like the devil? Mm-hmm. He burned the city, lay hold to your family, mess with your money, mess with your children, and now here it is. You have to fight the battles out there. Mm-hmm. But then you got to come back home and find out the devil is not just on the job, but the devil is in the house as well. Oh, man, I wish I was talking to some real people in here today that not only do I have to fight him in my mind, not only do I have to fight him on job, he's in the house. Everywhere I look, I find that I'm fighting some type of battle against the devil. And after all of this, watch this, David and his men, after all of this fighting, they come home and they're about to lose the biggest battle of all. And that's the battle that in the midst of all your devastation, in the midst of all of your circumstance, now you got to fight to stay encouraged. Boy, and there's somebody in here today, boy, the situation looked bad, but God told me just stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged. Let me tell you how the devil tries to steal your encouragement, because he can't just walk up to you and steal it, because you from Mooney Park. You ain't going to let nobody come and just take your stuff. You know, you hung out by the blue store, and so you're not going to let people just come up and take it. What happens is he has to send some unexpected stuff. Come on, y'all. This is what he got to do. He got to sneak you. Y'all know what it was like to be snuck. It's like stuff that catch you and knock the wind out you. See, and what happened is, this is what happened in this story here. He snuck them. He surprised them with unexpected events. Stuff they didn't plan for. And if there's anything that would destroy your encouragement, it's the stuff in life that you didn't plan for. Oh, because you can handle ups and downs of life if you can see it coming, but it's the stuff that knocks the wind out you. It's the stuff you don't have time to brace for. It's stuff when you say, I never in my life would have saw me in this situation. That's the kind of stuff that comes to rob your encouragement. They were simply returning home from battle, and everything that they were out there working for has been taken away from them. See, the reason why we need to stay encouraged is because life will present you with some unexpected events. Yes, it will. That some of you in this room today, you never planned on being single parent. No, that wasn't in your fairy tale story. You never planned on raising children by yourself with no support. No, you haven't. You never planned on being soccer mom and disciplinary and all this stuff. Your vision was husband and wife and 2.3 kids to make everything. That was supposed to happen to everybody else. It wasn't supposed to happen. Your daughter was never supposed to get pregnant, because you raised them in church and you had them in church school and you put the fear of God in them. But it's that unexpected stuff that show up to try to rob you of your encouragement. Yeah. You never expected that you'll be fighting a disease. No, you in good health. You eat right most of the time. You never thought you'll be diagnosed with this. But it's stuff that just show up unexpectedly. That comes to right. You never thought you'll be laid off. Not me. I've been here 25 years. You never thought your marriage would go through that. Because she says she loved me. I mean, we've been together since we were 17. We was two peas in a pod. We, you know, how could they do that to me? I wasn't, you know, this ain't going to ever happen to me. You know, no, don't ever say what can't ever happen. Oh, man, I wish y'all was feeling me in here. Don't you ever say what won't come on your doorstep, because the devil knocks at the best of our door, and it's the unexpected stuff. See, life is full. You never thought you'd be in an apartment that long. It's supposed to be transition. I was supposed to stay here 6 months till I get my change right, and then I was going to go, and now it has been 6 years. You never thought they'd come take your stuff. I know y'all can't be honest with. Yeah, because, you know, in church, we try to act like we got everything planned out. No, sometimes I come to church because I don't know what in the hell is going on. Because every time I try to plan it and put it together, there's stuff that's come and messing it up. And so I need some kind of direction, because I got unexpected stuff. But even when it's unexpected, all you got to do is say, if I can't hold on to that stuff, I'm going to hold on to my encouragement. Because God told me, encouragement going to let me hold longer, reach farther, and dig deeper. Oh, somebody say, just stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged. Because all of us get stuff that rock us on our heels. All of us get unexpected, but God told me, if you can just stay encouraged, you're going to win this one. If you can just stay encouraged, stuff going to turn around for you. Oh, God. If you can just stay encouraged, you're going to get everything you lost back, and you're going to get it back sevenfold. Because in the Bible that I read, it says if you catch a thief got to return sevenfold everything that he has taken away from you. How many of y'all ready to get your stuff back in here today? But you got to stay encouraged. Because listen, let me sit down. Let me tell you what the Lord is saying. Let me tell you what he's saying, Vidra. Watch this, because this is how the devil play with our emotions. He's saying to you, hear this. And I know you can't really fathom this statement, but hear what the Lord is saying. It's not as bad as you think it is. Because, watch this, you ain't that far gone. You just one prayer away from a breakthrough. You just one connection away from going to the next level. You just one good decision away from turning this thing around. It's not as bad as you think it is. Because David, they came to this camp and it looked like everything was destroyed. But watch what the Holy Ghost showed me last night. Look here in verse number 2. He says they came, had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great, and they did not kill anybody. See, they thought when David showed up, that they were dead. They were gone for good, but they didn't kill them, they just tied them up. And somebody in here today, you thought it was over. You thought it was dead, you thought it was through, but God says you got to know the difference between something that's dead and something that's bound. And that's why you got to stay encouraged, because if you're discouraged, you'll walk away saying it's dead. But God says it's not dead, it's just tied up. But if you can just keep your encouragement, that thing that is tied up going to get loose one day. But you got to stand there and say, I'm going to fight for what's mine, because I know it ain't dead, but it's tied up. Unexpected events. Watch this. Not only will unexpected events rock you, but the other thing that rocked David was right here in verse number 4. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and they cried, they wept until they had no more power to weep. That I can't even cry no more. That's how bad it is. And many of us have been there, not just unexpected events, but unbearable frustration. That I'm just, you know, and when you got frustration, when you got stress, when you got situations in your life that seems unbearable, it make you just won't give up. It makes you want to say, I can't lift this no more, Lord. I can't take this no more, Lord, because they said they done cried until they had no more tears left. I've done everything I know to do. I balanced the checkbook. I already know. Zero's at the end. I can't ever, you know, every time I take a step forward, I get knocked 2 steps back. It's unbearable frustration. See? And listen, I want you to hear this. Leaders, school teachers, those of us who are leaders, as a leader, you can't get frustrated with carrying the weight of other people. Because the thing that will weigh you down is when you're carrying stuff that don't belong to you. No, there's some people you got to let them know. Listen, I can't care. Don't be calling me with all your problems and all your issues. I got problems of my own, and I'm not just a dumping pot. You can't just come, because you're making me emotional, Smokey. And I can't have you bombarding me with all of your issues, because when you get over frustrated, now you start giving up on your dreams because of the stuff you carry for other people. Sometimes you need to let other people know the Lord themselves. Sometimes you got to say, baby, you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to fast, because I'm out here praying and fasting for you and you over there eating. And I can't be praying and fasting for you and you ain't doing nothing for yourself. You're making me frustrated. I wish I had a witness in this place today. God is saying there's some people you got to cut off, because they're putting too much frustration on you. And you got to cast down their frustration if you're going to stay encouraged. Stop trying to be Jesus Jr. Because it's full-time work keeping you together. Do I have a witness in here today? So the Bible says they had unbearable frustrations. They had unexpected events. But then, hold on, this one's going to rock you. Watch verse number 6. Now David was greatly distressed. He dealt on his issue. But then the Bible says, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. See, you got unexpected events. Y'all good with this message? It's all right. You got unexpected events. You got unbearable frustrations. But then let me tell you the third thing that'll make you want to give up, to come to rob your encouragement, is underhanded people. Because the Bible says, watch this, the same folks that David was leading in battle, same folks, he was, you know, because back then leaders didn't lead from the back, hello brothers, but leaders led from the front. The leaders didn't sit up in ivory towers and tell people where to go fight. But back then, leaders was on the front. They was the one taking the shots. And so here there's David's out there leading the men. And they were winning. They were victorious. But now here it is, the same men that he risked his life for, now they want to kill him. Can I tell you something? That if you're a leader, you're just going to have to accept this. That discouragement breeds attacks on leadership. That when things are not going bad, people always point to the one that's in leadership. That it cannot even be their fault. Can y'all tell me how BP can spill oil in the Gulf and it becomes President Obama's fault? It's because when people get discouraged, they blame leadership. They say, you didn't act fast enough. What you want me to do? Put on gloves and go clean up the oil? No, but it's when people get discouraged, they start blaming leadership. And see, the problem was, the thing is, if it was just anybody who tried to come against you, that'll be good. But when it's the people that you done spent the most time with, when it's the brothers and the sisters you done been on the battlefield with before, you done prayed them through their issue, you done fought battles with them, but now that you going through, now they want to throw everything on your shoulders. See, David led the people valiantly in battle. A few chapters ago, read this. They was making up a song about David. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember when he chopped off Goliath's head? They said, Saul slain his thousands, but David slain his tens of thousands. They had the second line going, talking about David was doing this thing. And see, that's why you can't ever let what people say about you go to your head. Because the same folks who cried Hosanna on Friday was crying crucify him a few weeks later. You got to know that people will change on you, and don't you let nobody rob you of your encouragement. Baby, if you encourage me, that's good. But if you don't encourage me, that's even better. Because I don't need no cheerleading section. I don't need anybody else. The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. And if you're going to win this battle, you better learn how to encourage yourself. I wish I had a witness in here today. Because there's going to be some relationships that fall apart. There's going to be some people that you knew you can count on. I know they won't leave me, man. We down like 4 flat tires. I know they won't leave me, but every relationship will fall apart except one. And that's the relationship you have with Jesus. Because the Bible says he'll stick closer. Oh boy, don't y'all make me preach. I just came to teach. He'll stick closer than a brother that when things get thick, he'll be right there.